Nothing compares to Prince. It's a show dedicated to Prince and his authentic musicality, bringing together a selection of family, friends, and bandmates to relive and replay some of the key moments from out of his musical legacy, and obviously what a legacy it is. This lineup features St. Paul Peterson, who was selected by Prince to appear in Purple Rain and later was the original voice of Nothing Compares to You. Joining us now is the man himself. St. Paul, good morning.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, absolutely very well. Thanks. Thanks for joining us on the program this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, like I say, this show is all concerned about Prince and obviously revolving around a great deal of people who knew the man personally. For a lot of us, obviously, Prince is almost a mythic figure the way he appears. I mean, he's a mythic figure in music and just for the man personally himself. Could you take us back at all and tell us what was it like when you first met Prince yourself?
Well, I was 17 years old, and I had just graduated from high school, and I got an opportunity to audition for a group called Morris Day and the Time. And I, to make a very long story short, I went in, auditioned, got a call back, and the second day, Prince was there, and I passed the audition. And the first thing that we did was pick out swatches of clothing for the movie Purple Rain. And he was, of course, I was scared to death, but he broke the ice. And, you know, we started a long, long relationship together. And, yes, he was very mystical to all of us as well. So you are not the only ones. Even though those close to him, you know, he had an uncanny ability to not only write and produce great music and brand great music, but he had a great ability to put people together in this throughout his entire career, and you know, starting from the early days and all the way through up until he died. And what's so special about this show that we've put together is that we are spanning all, you know, eras of his career, from the old geezers like me and Jelly Bean Johnson from the time, all the way through his most recent band with the NPG Horns, Shelby and Liv. And it's a fantastic group of people here to celebrate the legacy of Prince's music.
Yeah, it is really incredible because obviously he's remembered as such a tremendous musician. But I think as you kind of rightly brought up there, his charisma, his ability to sort of influence people is, I think, one of the key things that a lot of people actually remember about him.
Well, yeah, not only musically, but in fashion. He didn't pay any attention to any of the rules musically, or in fashion, or in branding, or in business either. I mean, the guy was a visionary in so many different areas. He was definitely not from this planet. I call him the alien, because he really had an unbelievable sense to be able to break the bonds that were either in business or music, race, gender bonds, everything, man. The guy was incredible.
What was it like actually becoming a part of this program, this show itself, this show that is honoring Prince's legacy? I mean, again, you are working with a whole group of tremendous artists from a whole wide-spanning kind of career.
Well, I've been coming to Australia. I love this country so much. I've been here performing music quite a bit throughout my career, and I was approached to be the musical director on this, and my manager, Neil Richards, and I helped craft this show along with the great producers that we're working with, and they entrusted me to suggest band members, also come up with a set list, which was probably the most impossible job that I had to face. You know, because there's some songs that if you don't do, you get in big trouble for not doing, and then you also want to throw in some songs that are, you know, hidden gems. So to be able to head this up has been a dream come true, and of course to play the Opera House and Hammer Hall are bucket list items, and I just feel so grateful to be able to be the musical director for Nothing Compares to Prince and bring together this incredible group of musicians, including my brother Ricky Peterson from Minneapolis, who produced Nothing Compares to You. He produced Most Beautiful Girl in the World for Prince and was a staff producer there. So I literally, not only was I in the group The Family, I'm bringing my actual family with me as well here to Australia.
And I suppose we should probably unpack this lineup just a little bit, because it is basically an all-star lineup. Who else can you tell us is performing?
Well, again, I want to stress that this is such a unique lineup. It spans Prince's entire career. Jellybean Johnson, who plays drums with Morris Day and the Time to this day, he's on guitar and drums on this. Of course, myself, I was in Morris Day and the Time, and then again, the Family. We have Shelby Johnson, Liv Warfield, Nick West on bass. We have the NPG horns, Queen Cora on drums. We have Tori Ruffin from The Time, and so many other interesting people joining us. And it's just going to be fantastic, and we can't wait. Cassandra is on keyboards as well, who played with Prince most recently. But it's a great cast of characters, and the funny part about this is that I did not know a lot of these younger generation Prince musicians. So it was an opportunity for me to get them to know them personally and musically, but there is one thread that binds us, and we were immediate family, and that is the music of Prince.
And obviously we're completely flattered to have the show premiering here in Australia. What's the plan for the future? What's that look like, though, with the show?
Well, we're in discussions right now with the producers about what the future of the show is right now. We'll take that one step at a time. The most important thing is to have you all come out on Friday and Saturday here at the Opera House and, of course, at Hammer Hall in Melbourne. And, we just want you to come and have a great time, reminisce about the great music of Prince, and join us for a great big party.
Well, Paul, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time. Best of luck. Best of luck with the performance.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and we're honored to be here and premiere the show right here in Australia. Again, I just love this country and hope to be coming back and back and back.
Absolute pleasure. Great talking with you this morning.
Thanks, Sean. Talk to you soon.
That was St. Paul Peterson giving us a bit of an exclusive on the new Prince tribute show, Nothing Compares to Prince, hitting Sydney from tomorrow, April 27th. Sydney Opera House, we'll try and stick up some info on that one. You can check out the Sydney Opera House website, I'm sure. We'll try and stick up a little more info at 2scr.com for a little bit more on that one. Fantastic show, obviously. I mean, listen to that lineup, tremendous lineup, and then you think of the music of Prince, and there's just so much great stuff to go with that one.